I did it all for the nookie.
What? The what?
The I don't nookie. Remember that.
The nookie? You don't remember that episode?
No.
I just wanted the nookie. Don't remember that?
What fucking episode?
The only
okay, whatever. This is soccer photography. Well, we're back. I'm Brady.
I appreciated that one, Luke.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Luke. Hi.
I'm Lance.
Yeah, so how are you guys?
I'm good. I'm doing cool. Good.
Have a good last 2 weeks and 2 days?
I
hell
did.
Hell yeah.
I nice. Watched one good movie and one movie I didn't like at all.
Oh, okay.
Outside of the movies we're supposed to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if we want to start off like talking about that stuff, then we can launch right into that if you guys want.
Let's go for it.
Sure. Let's start with the bad movie that you watched, because I also watched that subjectively bad movie.
Everything Everywhere All at Once. That
yes.
one was.
Yes.
I didn't like it.
You did not like it. Okay.
I did not like it.
Okay. Well, I did like it.
Lance. I also liked it, so like get fucked, Luke.
Yeah, I think I 2 I'm to wrong. 3 you're wrong or 2 to 1 you're
I'm
wrong.
Just wrong. I'm wrong.
Yeah, sorry, your opinion. I guess okay, so I guess this movie's kind of getting circle jerked for being the best movie of all time. And I even
oh,
though I liked
no,
it,
no.
it isn't obviously
is
the
it?
Best movie of all time. Yeah, it is.
Really?
It
I'll
is,
give yes. it like a 7. It was good, but like it wasn't outstanding by
okay,
any
okay.
means.
I just want to hear Luke's opinion on it first, because I think that's he's part of the like the far minority. So I want to.
I thought it was annoying, kind of. A lot of like the humor was really like goofy, not in like
what?
Like yeah. the part where the guy's like, "Oh fuck, Craig," that or whatever. Or he's just like looking into the camera when his friend gets like killed, and it's supposed to be like. Funny, I guess.
I mean,
like,
okay. So I don't like action like movies that. At all, right?
Yeah.
And usually in action movies, the bad guys are always like bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in that context, it's just fucking security guards at like at the IRS, right?
Yeah, the IRS was.
So I think in that context, that joke works because it's just a fucking guy and his coworkers, and he just watched them get like.
I don't know.
It was supposed to be that stupid goofy.
Yeah,
movie.
I
like
that's
what the
goofy
movie was supposed
humor.
To be.
It's a nice, like, lighthearted, like surface level, like comedy action movie. But then,
the
like, it has a deeper meaning if you want to read into it that far.
Is when they're just rocks.
Yeah,
and it's just print on a screen. It just rocks.
Felt like I was trying too hard.
I liked that it was basically a little bit of every genre. Like, it was a jack-of-all-trades movie to me. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
You know, it was, like, a cool idea, I guess. I went into it thinking she was going to be, like, some, like, super cool, like, spy and, like, have to, like, do different stuff when she was, like, in these different universes or whatever.
Yeah. But, I mean, did you see the trailer? The trailer made it look terrible.
I think that's what I saw. And then it's like, this is the best multiverse movie ever. And it's not really. She just gets like different powers or different skills.
I would argue that it's a multiverse movie because there's a lot of shit going on at once. It's kind of, I really like the Ratatouille jokes. The hot dog fingers were making me uncomfortable, but it was good. It was a really good, it was a good time. You know, like towards the end of the movie, though, like I think what I liked the most about it was the guy who played Short Round and Indiana Jones too.
Was that him?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
He was my favorite part of the movie by like.
Yeah,
far.
I liked him.
Yeah, and I really liked his like, you know, the emotional heart of the movie is like her learning that her husband isn't bad. You know, like he's trying to file for divorce. I really like that part. I mean, I get the angle of like the gay daughter isn't accepted by the traditional Japanese or not Japanese. Fuck, sorry, Chinese. Yeah, Chinese, like grandpa or whatever. And I don't know that just didn't connect with me as much because I guess I just can't. I guess, but the guy and his speech where they're like, he's like giving three different speeches at once because it's like three different universes are all happening all at once. Obviously, I thought that was really good. I liked it. I liked that a lot.
I don't know, just didn't tickle me.
That was like right around. Yeah, I mean, really.
That's I'm not like the movie's weird. Movie. It's kind of dumb. It's that goofy, stupid humor. Not everyone likes that.
Yeah. Honestly, it was completely unique, and I enjoyed it. It's my second favorite Chinese movie, first being Parasite.
Yo, Parasite was fucking awesome.
It's not a Chinese movie. And this isn't a Chinese movie.
I don't know, it was fucking Korean. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Parasite? I was making
Parasite
a joke.
Was still a really good movie, though. My statement stands.
Okay, fair enough.
You guys want to hear something crazy?
Sure.
I mean, I like Parasite. I didn't think it deserved all the hype.
Damn, I deserve Best Picture.
I guess. I didn't see any of the movies that year. It was
fair enough. What year did it win? 2019? Oh, I guess it'd be the 2020 Oscars. It's really, really cool that that movie won Best Picture, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, out of all the, like, the other schlock, like jerk-off, like, like, stuff like that is just, like, that. And especially it being a foreign movie was, like, even better.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where's Best Picture. I mean, Parasite's been talked to death. We talked about it on this podcast.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to...
It beat Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think the only movie that I have seen out of that probably would contend with it is probably Marriage Story. I don't think Jojo Rabbit's Best Picture quality.
I still need to watch that.
I liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood a lot, and 1917 was pretty cool.
I don't think either one of those are Best Picture nominees, though.
Ford versus Ferrari was pretty good.
Yeah.
Just from like a historical standpoint.
I think that's the one that's least likely to win. Actually, maybe Joker is.
Come on, man.
I just like the historical shit. I'm a nerd.
I mean, fair enough. I really like the class struggle stuff from Parasite. Okay, yeah, let's talk about the movie, or I guess you can talk. All right, so I give Everywhere. Oh wait, what the fuck is the title? Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. That's an 8 out of 10 for me, I think. Like Lance, you gave it a 7, right?
I gave it a 7. Yeah.
What would you give it?
Give it a 4.
Damn. All right. Can't really argue.
Hey, Luke, you ever seen the movie Anomalisa?
No.
Keep it that way.
We all have movies that we famously don't like.
Okay. Lance
is a baby about Anomalisa.
I didn't.
So bad. I've never been more bored in my life.
I think you're just straight up wrong, buddy.
It was so boring.
Go back to watching Morbius.
I have never. Yo, I don't want to watch that.
Morbius. Go back to watching Morbius, so nerd.
That movie was
not a Morbius fan. The fuck, man!
It sold Morbius 1 trillion tickets already.
I like how Jared Leto is now and. The worst Marvel and DC's like worst movies.
I really don't want to see him ever in anything at all at this point. He's just bad Jake Gyllenhaal.
He should.
Any role that Jared Leto can be in, Jake Gyllenhaal would be better in it.
Dude, that ambulance movie looks so dumb.
Oh my god, could you imagine Jared Leto?
You're gonna
in
say
that?
Good, Luke, and I was about to kick you off the fucking podcast.
Could you imagine Jared Leto in that though? That'd be so fantastic. It'd be better.
I could imagine him in it.
He would try so much harder. He would actually like hijack a real life ambulance and drive around like a populated city and like kill people just to like get into the method acting.
I don't
know. Actors are fucking weird, man.
They show that entire movie in like the 5 minute long trailer that they play.
Yeah, I know.
Every movie in the movie theater.
It's a Michael Bay.
It's before every single movie and they play the entire movie basically. Like, okay, they steal an ambulance and get chased by the police.
It really looks worse the longer the trailer goes on. They really should have just cut the trailer way shorter. Yeah. I don't know why, especially in a movie like as predictable and something like that. Like, it's a Michael Bay movie, you know?
It's so bad.
If you're not selling action figures, it's a bad Michael Bay movie.
I just hope that the movie is truthful and they take like one sharp turn, just going a little too fast, and the ambulance just fucking tips over.
No, you guarantee that thing is going 60 miles an hour the entire movie.
It's gonna do that like thing that you see those videos like the Saudi guys driving their Range Rovers on two wheels through the desert.
No, what the fuck?
Nah, there's videos of that. They're crazy. Like race them around. All right,
Luke.
The good movie I saw was The Northman.
I'm glad that it's good.
Was fucking awesome.
Unfortunately, I don't like Anya Taylor-Joy. I can't look at both of her eyes at once, so I will not be watching it in the theater.
Damn. I'd say it'd probably be better watching it with like headphones.
Okay, because like, the dialogue is hard to listen to. Or?
Sometimes the dialogue's kind of hard because they're speaking like really heavy accents.
Yeah, and probably like something close to Old English.
Yeah, and yeah. The music is also like really cool.
Feel it
like
looks awesome. Yeah.
It is really fucking cool.
Have you seen it's the poster not... though? Not the one they use on Letterboxd, but like just the Northman. Like if you search the Northman, I'll put it in.
Okay.
It's fucking awful.
Is it?
It's one of the worst posters I've seen. Yeah. They always do this. Hollywood always does the floating head.
Oh, is it that?
Yeah. That right there. Yep.
Yeah. Like it. Should have been something way cooler.
Oh yeah, you mean like the actual one that they like we're gonna go with?
They have an actual one.
Oh yeah, the good one.
I guess they
guaranteed this is the Blu-ray cover. But they have like the floating head one.
Oh, that's so much better.
The silhouette, yeah, and there's like ships, and it looks like all gray and shit. But they have to put a sunset and floating heads.
Marvel did the floating head thing, so now everyone has to do the. I mean, the floating head thing
has been around forever. It's just Star Wars has the floating head thing. Yeah,
it's work for this.
I don't know. It's got Willem Dafoe in it, but it also has Anya Taylor-Joy and it has Ethan Hawke. And I don't know if Willem Dafoe would balance it out. Is he in it a lot?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. He looks like he's in a pretty minor role.
Kinda. He's Bjork is also in it. She's that witch chick, like the big headdress on. It was really cool. It was not what I was expecting. Like the trailers and stuff don't show like a really good part of the movie, but
that's good though, right?
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucking good. I had a lot of hype for it because I like Viking shit,
right?
And so I was like,
maybe.
And it definitely lived up to my hype. I was
cool,
really happy, yeah,
good, yeah. I see it has good ratings in Letterboxd.
Deserves it.
Lower than Everything Everywhere All at Once, but you know, what are you gonna do about that?
There's saw no Chinese some people reviews of people saying like it was just too violent. It was just too violent.
A movie about Vikings.
I mean, you guarantee that those people are like old, right?
Yeah, no, like a realistic movie about Vikings can't be violent, man. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's definitely good. Recommend giving it a watch sometime
for sure as soon as it comes out on HBO Max.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of Robert Eggers's other movies though. I've been meaning to watch the Lighthouse forever.
That's a good one.
Oh, I have to watch Lighthouse as well.
Not a normal movie though.
Yeah, I'm aware. Yep. Everybody's seen that like minute long clip of Robert Pattinson beating the shit out of a seagull, right?
Yeah, I've seen the movie like twice. I think it's definitely not something you put on just like.
Not in front of the family.
It's not something you just put on for like, you know, entertainment to like, yeah, let's turn on a movie and watch.
It's not a birthday party movie.
No.
Damn, you're not renting out the theater to show the Lighthouse. Damn.
Definitely not.
All right, yeah. He's got a lot of fucked up shit, I feel like. Like The Witch.
Does he do that movie too?
Yep.
Oh.
Sorry, The Witch.
The Vivitch.
Oh, that has movie. Anya Taylor-Joy too.
Yeah, no, she's the main character.
Jesus Christ.
He casts like all the same people. Willem Dafoe in The Lighthouse, and now he's in this. Anya Taylor-Joy is in both.
Everybody wants to cast Willem Dafoe all the time. I don't really think that's a metric. Like, literally everybody.
Yeah.
He's in so many Wes Anderson movies. He's in like a bunch of Sam Raimi. Like, obviously, he's like.
Green like Goblin just, like somebody asks him to be in a movie, he's just like, yeah, sure, man, I'll do it.
Everybody loves him. They're all trying to get him in the movies
for good reason.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. All right, should we move on to the Chinese cartoon?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to introduce it since it is your recommendation?
So it's Samurai Champloo. It's a show about three people go on a little journey to find a guy who smells like sunflowers.
And, a samurai.
A guy. Samurai. A dude.
Sunflower. Not just some dude.
A sunflower dude. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, it's not. Every episode is pretty much self-contained.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Space Dandy in that way, where it's like every episode just kind of like some weird shit. But then at the very end, it just ties all together.
I think he mentioned last time that it's the same guy. Is that right? Did we ever look into that?
I believe it's the same people.
It's the same guy as Cowboy Bebop and Space Dandy.
Epic. Sure. Is it the same like manga writer? Or is it just the same?
It's the same director. It's the same director. I think this is a different studio.
Oh right. I see. Cowboy Bebop. It's the same director. You're right. Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo, Space Dandy. Yeah. I definitely got that vibe. I wasn't as entertained by this as Space Dandy, but that's not really Samurai Champloo's fault. It's more like Space Dandy's fucking crazy. And funny.
Very true.
This was like halfway between like, whoa, cool, epic samurai and like, haha, funny, you know? Yeah. And I like that. I like both of it. I liked
all right, what was your favorite episode, though?
I watched like all of them today. I don't know.
My favorite one is where they all get accidentally high. Because
that was kind of crazy.
Accidentally like burns the like, what was that, opium?
It was probably the summer of 69, yeah.
Yeah, and because they all get high, and then the animators just were like, what if we did whatever the fuck we wanted for, like, 2 solid minutes of this show? And everything just went fucking crazy. I loved that. It was so fun to watch that scene.
Yeah, it did go crazy. There's a couple episodes of Space Dandy like that.
Yeah.
Except those are entire episode that you do not want to watch while high. Yeah, this I think you just not have a...
It's pretty much just fun. You don't really need to get into the story. I don't.
Yeah, think it is fun.
Not much of a story. Yeah. It's just like a fun little journey.
I didn't really like any of the characters, though. I mean, I like them, but they're not like the classic, like, wow, this character is like. I mean, I don't think that was the point, though. Like, you're not supposed to like Mugen, right? He's a piece of shit.
Nah, he's pretty cool.
But he's entertaining to watch.
He's fucking funny, yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking funny, but then he's
a shit, like, don't get me wrong, but like, yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny. And then Jin, like, even is like morally. You know, he's like the by the books guy because they got to have like the foil to the crazy psycho.
And then the girl that just kind of is always there, like, can you guys?
Yeah, wow, fuckers? She was so useless, man. Holy shit.
I just like how every episode started off with, I'm tired of walking and I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah,
this was very 2004. It's got like that sort of art style where all the bad guys are like completely fucking disgusting looking.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the art was like like the character design is so fucking ugly.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was disgusting. Like even like Mugen, I think he looks so bad. I hate Mugen. Like the way he looks anyways. Yeah, he's gross, he's man.
Cool looking. I like the character.
He's got skinny like legs and his shoes are super like Yeah,
he's just sick ass metal shoes.
I'm gonna say you like, put the metal in the
box. I did like the metal shoes, yeah. He fucking like fights like a psychopath.
While he fights people and shit.
Oh my god, the baseball episode. Americans.
Americans are pretty funny. I liked when the guy gets off the boat and he's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he just says, like, what the fuck? Like, just like in like, the most American accent like ever. Yeah. It's so funny. Yeah, and he's super fat.
I really like this show. I like it better than Cowboy Bebop.
Really?
Probably, yeah. I watched it first, but I just like this show. I like the fight scenes a lot. I could watch an entire show of just the fight scenes.
I do like the fight scenes, but not...
Yeah.
I don't like the Mugen's fighting style. I like Jin, where he just goes like super fast. Like there are a few like anime like sequences where I was like, oh shit. That was awesome.
The very last one, where they're like not even like touching blades, they're just dodging each other's attacks, and it's just fast as fuck, was sick.
I really like the very like one of the last episodes where it shows Jin's like flashback where he like kills his master or whatever.
Yeah.
And it like he like jumps up and throws the sheet and you just see the silhouettes. That was really cool. It was really cool how all the fights like with Jin were super short, or most of them were.
Yeah, just like
and they got finished in like a few blows. Yeah.
Mugen just
going crazy, just like
doing random shit. Yeah,
jumping off of shit.
I think that was the whole point. Is he's breakdancing because this show's like a hip hop show.
It is very. Is Cowboy Bebop the same way?
Cowboy Bebop's like jazz noir.
Oh, okay, like that's interesting. Hip-hop.
So that's like 1990s.
Space Dandy's like Bebop, Space Dandy's like complete disco.
Yeah,
like there's a whole disco episode. Yeah, that's a really interesting way of like, I don't know what you call that design. Designing... I'm not really sure. Like, there's beatboxers in this, like in several just, episodes.
Like, around, like guys like rapping or beatboxing, and like the little cutaways kind of where there would be ads on TV or like a little like
the cards. I don't know what you call that, thing, like the transitions. Yeah.
The entire intro.
Yeah, the intro is really good too. I liked it.
Like the intro and the outro is pretty slapping. If you listen to that,
really good. Both.
Yeah, it is pretty nostalgic. I'm nostalgic for this like period. You know, like 2004 is like when I was a kid. Like,
yeah. Just
Avatar debuted like just like months after this.
Oh.
As soon as I noticed that, I was like, "Holy shit! Fu literally looks like Ty Lee or somebody." Yeah, good show. I binged all of it in one day, so I kind of lost some of it, I guess.
I binged a lot of it today as well.
I will say though, Lance, you said you skipped like two episodes or whatever.
Two or three around there, yeah.
Episode 22 just sucks.
Which one is that?
The ghost one where they're like digging and there's
the weird zombie guys. One. Yeah, what that is one that?
Just sucks. That one's just complete like filler, like I don't know.
They some of the episodes in the beginning were kind of lame.
A little bit. Once they like got picked up and, you know, were a bit more buddy-buddy with each other and stuff, it was a little better.
Yeah. Even though they still never like developed, like they never like became like friends because they're all always arguing with each other.
Yeah.
Even at the very end, they're fucking arguing with each other. Yeah.
The very end.
I like Mugen's backstory episode. That was good.
I do too.
Yeah.
And I like, I guess it was two episodes. And then I like the episode where Jin opens, like, he, like, works at the eel, like, eel stand.
Yeah, and, like, saves the woman who is forced to work in a brothel.
Yeah,
that was like, a very common theme throughout the show, too.
Brothels?
Yeah, and, like, people, like, being forced to work at them.
Yeah. Yeah, women were treated like shit in feudal Japan. That's no shock.
That's crazy.
And just that, not just in feudal Japan, but, like, basically everywhere. I don't want to call out Japan just for that. You can call them out for much worse things, but but then there's like that, and like the thing with a show that's like as disconnected as this is that they don't really like take the time to really develop the characters like that much. Like Jin does that whole thing saving the woman from the brothel, but then like in one of the like last episodes but somewhere in the middle they like find gold coins in a pond and then they immediately go to a brothel.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck? Well, like, I understand why Jin, or I understand why Mugen would, but I don't think Jin would do that. Yeah, it's weird. I like that episode too, with like with the girl who was like, that's gonna be my husband someday.
Yeah, no, that was the one that was the Nookie
he was referencing.
What,
when he gets like, bonked on the head, he's like, I just wanted the Nookie.
Oh, I must have like looked away from the subtitles or something.
So that was episode he referenced.
What did you guys watch on? What did you guys watch it on?
I watched it on Crunchyroll.
I did too.
I watched it in English.
I watched it on Funimation.
Oh, you watched it in English. Okay, that's why. Yeah,
I also watched it.
Yeah, the subtitles did not say that.
Yeah, no, because it's the Spike voice actor from Mugen.
Okay. Yeah, they look basically the same as well.
Yeah. Not very different.
Yeah. I like how like they eat and like get full in like every single episode.
I like when Fu gets fat.
Yeah, she like they just like started that joke in like two or three episodes. She just did it.
Yeah, it's like weird. Just, like every time she eats, and then they're like, "We're looking for a fat girl."
Yeah,
they walk past her.
I like how in somehow in Japan where they have like people literally like running to deliver messages that somehow everywhere in the whole country knows that these guys are criminals and that they get like chased down like by everybody. Oh man, that blind girl was great. I was like really sad. Yeah, I was really sad when they had to like, you know, kill her. I was also very confused. I didn't like the supernatural stuff, like the zombies and the whole zombie like chi. I didn't like that.
It was pretty lame.
Yeah.
The chi,
it's like really
cool.
Out of nowhere. Nah, but it's like, you know, it's supposed to be set like, you know, samurai are badass like on their own. They don't need like magic abilities. Like you didn't have to add like any magic shit into this.
I guess.
The guy just like shoots wind. and then she's like chopping rocks in half and stuff.
They're strong, man.
Yeah, they're strong enough to chop rocks with metal. I don't know. It's goofy.
Yeah, no, the zombie episode sucked. I will not like reinforce that enough. It sucks.
Okay.
That's one of the ones I skipped.
Okay, fair enough. It's not that good.
It's not. It doesn't make any sense. It's just weird. They fall down a cave and then everybody's a zombie and they've been alive for 500 years.
And it takes them a really long time to notice that they're zombies. They literally chop a guy's arm off immediately and they're like, wait, he picks it up.
Scratch the back of their head. Boom, this is quite strange. And then
they don't even notice it's strange until like the last 5 minutes. Yeah.
And then a gigantic meteor hits where they're standing, and
I thought like the
that's just like a space dandy episode,
yeah, pretty much
in the middle of mayby that's where he got the idea for space dandy.
Oh god, man. That. I think he wanted to do another space show because Cowboy Bebop is in space, right?
Yeah, I think it's also in like the same universe or something.
Probably it could be.
They use the same like currency and stuff, whatever it's called.
It's just Japanese.
No, it's like got a certain name, and they like that's in the same name, same bullshit. Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
I think it's just old, like they don't use that anymore. They use yen, but I think they just used to use that currency, and that's what they use now.
Let me see.
I wouldn't know.
I like the graffiti episode.
A Wulong. They call it a Wulong.
Oh, as in Space Dandy and Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, not in this show.
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah, I thought you were fucking talking about Samurai Champloo and Cowboy Bebop. Yeah. Wulongs, yeah. Fuck. I need to rewatch. I said I was going to rewatch Space Dandy, but I didn't have the time. Yeah. I guess this is like very clearly like, you know, you can tell this in Space Dandy are the same guy.
Yeah,
same director.
I do like the art style of this show, though. Also,
I really like the backgrounds.
The backgrounds are really cool. It looks so good,
yeah.
And a lot of the characters, like when they do the thick lines, like
super, yeah,
like bold outlines, I think it like goes with the style of like graffiti ish type stuff.
Yeah, like they're really thick.
Yeah,
yeah. I know what you're talking about. I think the background is just like kind of flat looking, and I don't think it's a fault of the show. I think it's just a fault of what stuff looked like at that time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's just kind of, I'm not really wowed by the backgrounds. Like they look really good, but it started in 2004 and it went,
2004, yeah.
That was the original run, I guess. That was the run that went in Japan, but it went later and everywhere else.
So yeah, that it fits for the time period. It's good for the time period.
Yeah.
Which I dig.
Yeah. I think something like just around this time period, I'm nostalgic for it, but I think it had the worst like style. Dang. Like I just like it's high budget enough to where they get good animation, but it still just ends up looking like how it does. Like the charm of like something like Evangelion to me is that they had a shit budget and it's like very 90s. I don't know. I guess it's got a different, like a completely different feel, but I just like that sort of stuff more. And I think this show is like halfway between being really serious and being a comedy.
Yeah. It's
like, and I wish it would have just dedicated itself to one or the other.
Would have been really cool as a serious show. Like if it was all just like, you know, samurai, Ronin stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure there's stuff out there that's just like this though, like not exactly like this, but similar and without the like hip-hop and the like comedy. I guess I think I want the exact opposite. Like I want like a Space Dandy show but like hip-hop and set in feudal Japan. I think it's an interesting I like how the first episode starts out and it's like just in modern day. I'm just a guy like walking past beatboxing or something, and then it just like goes, wait, hang on, and then it rewinds 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause what's it say originally, like 3 years earlier or something like that?
I have no idea.
It says something like 3 years earlier, and then it's like modern day, and it's just kinda like, oh wait, shit, JK.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a good show. Weird name. I don't know what Champloo means.
I don't know either. I saw like in the credits, one of the studios is named like Champ.
Yeah, I saw that.
Something like that. I don't know what that means. I looked up Champloo, and the only thing that came up was Samurai Champloo, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea either.
Yes.
Oh, it was made by Madhouse. Is Madhouse what became Trigger? I don't remember.
I can look it up real quick.
The animation studio is Manglobe. The opening animation was contributed. Oh, just Madhouse just did the opening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's okay. Interesting. I didn't know people did that.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Intro to an anime. That's pretty weird.
I mean, it's like the intro is still very clearly different. I think Mugen looks better in the show than he does in the.
All the characters look better.
Yeah.
It makes sense. That's it.
The grilled eel video or episode was good. I like that. That did make me hungry. Yeah. But fuck.
Everything else was just like they're taking like the heads off of fish and shit.
Nah, dude. In one, they just straight up eat the whole thing. I remember Mugen just eats a flounder in like four bites, like a whole flounder, like bones and all. It's like gross, dude.
I'm hungry, man.
I guess that's how they did it. Yeah, I guess that's how they did it in every episode. Yeah, their stomachs are rumbling. They're walking. They're like, wow, I sure am hungry. Let's go steal some food.
In the recap episode, so they're like going through diary or whatever, and she's like writing stuff about each episode. And at the end of like every single one, she's like, and the food was yummy. Every single time she's like, and the food was really good and it was really yummy. Yeah.
I skipped through to the end of that. And then she says these jerks are reading my diary or something. I hate when the recap episodes like trick you into watching them.
Yeah,
like they start out like a normal episode and then it just goes like, and then it ends like with stuff that you need to watch, so you have to fast forward instead of just skipping the entire thing. Because like in Hunter x Hunter there's a lot of recap episodes, but the narrator will just be like, recap, and then you just skip it.
Yeah. And I guess it's different when you're watching it actually coming out like week,
I guess, week. But if you're watching it coming out week by week and then that comes out, you're going to be mad, right?
Yeah, that's
you don't want to recap. You're like, well, great. I have to wait another week.
That, yeah.
Yeah. It's a
death to recap thing. Episodes.
There were two?
No, there's just one.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, fuck recap.
I mean, it makes sense if it's like first episode of a season, they have like a small little recap thing, but like,
I guess, but man,
mid-season,
respect your viewers.
Mid-season, you're going to dedicate a whole fucking episode to recapping?
To be fair, it was halfway through. It was at like episode 12. Through. Yeah.
It was like a little different. It was like only told from Fu's point of view. So it wasn't like saying everything that happened. It's like wording it differently and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just.
It's still a recap episode, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, it's still a recap.
It is very true.
Just like Space Dandy, there's not like a whole lot to say about this one.
Yeah, I mean, we said what we could. I think I'm ready to move on to ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give it like a 7 out of 10. It was good. I'll remember it. I probably won't rewatch it. Probably closer to a 6 than an 8, though. I like the hip-hop stuff.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see in Japanese media.
I am actually also going to give this a 7, but mine's closer to an 8 than a 6.
Probably going to give it an 8.
Nice. Do you have like some connection?
Close to a 9.
Yeah.
I just really like it. I got a random like YouTube video of a guy playing the outro song of a guitar recommended to me one time.
Oh.
I'm like, ooh, that's a cool song. I want to watch this show now. And then I watched the whole show and I'm like, damn, that was a really good show.
So, nice. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
It was cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys want to move on?
Yes. Yeah,
should we talk about the movie, or do you guys have anything you want to talk about before?
I kind of let's talk about Halo for like another 20
minutes.
Oh, another bit.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I thought you actually watched it or something and you were gonna like shit on it some more.
Apparently it got a little better. There's like
I don't
cool
think that matters.
Scene,
I don't
but
care.
I don't really care either.
If it starts out bad, then it's gonna get worse.
Master Chief was actually like killing aliens and stuff.
But like so the second they say they don't give a shit about the games, I was kind of like, okay.
The thing is that your What's first episode point? Is always supposed to be the best.
And it was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Ugh. Yeah. Idiots.
I don't want to talk about Halo
yeah,
anymore
I don't
than we already have.
I was kidding.
I never think of stuff to put in between these.
Well, we kind
of
talked about stuff in the beginning, yeah, so we kind
of... Yeah, fair enough. That's
we
like,
fucked up the
there
middle.
Any current events that are happening that are funny?
Ezra Miller's a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, he's been yeah, one for, like,
he
ever.
Didn't he attack somebody yeah. in, like, a bar?
Some couple's getting a restraining order against him.
I don't understand that. They're
he's
just
not like... going to be the Flash anymore, right? Or, like, that.
Oh, I doubt it.
I think this? I don't think he's been fired from it at all.
I think they, like, suspended
They postponed it. They postponed the movie. And
yeah.
they think it's because they're trying to look for a new actor.
They honestly should just use the one from the show that people like.
That was one of the ones that I saw. I was like watching a video on all this, and someone was like, why don't they just use this guy? Everyone fucking
really
loves this guy.
I really don't understand why they don't, yeah. I don't give a shit about The Flash at all. Extremely boring character, but...
If it's not a known actor, nobody's gonna go see the movie. Come on.
I didn't know who Gal Gadot was before she was cast as Wonder Woman, I'm gonna be honest. What did she also, do before that? I don't think anything.
Ezra Miller? That what the fuck was he in before The Flash? I didn't even know he was fucking... I didn't even know he existed.
Nah, I think he had some stuff. Hang on.
Did he? I know he was in the new Harry Potter stuff as the weird guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's not
going to
be in
something.
The new Harry Potter movies. No.
Yeah, didn't that come out and flop already?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. They've already... The guy who is like the main bad guy has been changed 3 different times now.
Well, okay. So, yeah. I think yeah,
that's because
that
whole
so the
Johnny
first
Depp
time,
thing.
It was Colin yeah. Farrell. And then
the
it
first
was Johnny
time is-
Depp.
Well, no, it was Johnny Depp in that movie. He was disguised with Polyjuice Potion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't recast him in that. Yeah. That's just what he was supposed to look like.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then now it's Mads Mikkelsen.
I think that Johnny Depp should not have been fired from it, but he was fucking awful. He was fucking awful anyways. And now that they have an excuse to get Mads Mikkelsen in it, Mads Mikkelsen is almost for sure going to be better because he's a better actor.
He was. I think I just don't think the role was good for like Johnny Depp. Like that's not like a Johnny Depp kind of role.
Like a villain that wants to kill like everything.
It's also how the villain portrays and acts and everything. Like that's not like a Johnny Depp role.
Yeah.
For some reason, like British actors pretending to be American can nail it every time, but American actors pretending to be British is impossible. It just never works.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. They should keep doing it for sure. Damn, they really are making a Flash movie. Who gives a shit?
Yeah it's
still
Flashpoint.
Nah, it just says The Flash. It's in post-production, it says.
Oh.
So they already filmed it. Oh, apparently he showed up in the Peacemaker TV series. I kind of forgot that was a DC property. That sucks.
I watched like a little bit of that and then it's like, eh.
Yeah.
I heard they're supposed to be doing like Flashpoint
DC
stuff.
Just needs to like give up on the whole.
See, there are
they
people who are diehard love it
universe.
Though.
I don't. I get like Instagram posts and like YouTube shit recommended to me all the time about DC, like Batman and like Superman shit. I'm like,
I only give a shit about Batman.
Batman's cool.
I just need
the only way Batman is cool is when he's in his own movie, like the new Batman.
Yeah. He's goofy outside of it. I didn't even like the cartoons when I was a kid. Like the Justice League cartoons, I was like, oh, cool.
If DC just took their time, like just fucking stopped, took some time and actually planned some shit out,
wasn't
they could
there
do something with it. But they just are trying to catch up to Marvel. And they fucked up. Yeah. They fucked up so bad.
Oh my God, didn't they do a Teen Titans show? I just remember that.
Yeah. I don't know if that ever came out.
It did. There's no way it didn't. I'm pretty sure it did.
Titans. Oh, Titans on HBO.
Yes, Yes. Oh fuck! It looks so bad. Remember the trailer for that one?
I've seen episodes. I've seen the first season.
And Robin goes, "Fuck Batman!" Remember that? Fucking no. Awesome! How that's so epic, dude. You don't remember that?
Whoa! The CGI is fucking awful.
Yeah, it's just some. It's just another CW like Supergirl show. And, they were trying to make it not be like that. And so in the trailer, they just have Robin beat somebody up and go, "Fuck Batman." What? It's so dumb. It's so stupid. It's like completely unrelated to what he's doing too. He just finishes beating people up in the trailer and then just randomly goes, "Fuck Batman."
What?
Yeah, it's so dumb. They made like Starfire just like not look like the cartoon, which I don't really care. I'm not attached to that character at all, but it's super funny. I remember people were mad about that. I think the show's still going.
Look,
is it?
They're making a fourth season.
There's people who watch
it's in production.
CW shows.
I had no idea this was even on HBO.
Have you like seen? There's like this fight scene from The Flash or something, where it's these like white like suited guys and they're fighting on a car, and it's like the worst shit you've ever. It looks like somebody in like a high school like video class made with their green screen.
Yeah, it's I don't really know who the audience is for these shows, man. Like, who's watching this and going, "Wow, cool." It's just so cringe. Just give up.
Like middle schoolers, dog. That's like who it is.
Seriously, it's like Supernatural fans. Kids. They had to move on to this. Like you.
Hey, fuck off. Oh, that was a long time ago, you prick.
Oh my god, dude, I love...
Did you watch Doctor Who too?
I watched Doctor Who.
You watched Doctor Who.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Yeah, I tried rewatching it recently, and it's aged pretty poorly, but it's still fun.
I watched, like, one season. The one with, like, the chick who's just skin. And they like,
oh, the first season. Yep, that was rough. Yep, that was a bad. It's not even the first season, it's like the 40th or something. Yeah, Doctor Who has gone down like drastically. So they made him a woman. Gross. Not actually. I like Jodie Whittaker, but the show is just fucking terrible. I watched a 5-hour long video about how terrible the new Doctor Who is.
Just watch the show pretty much,
but honestly, it wasn't that good before, so who cares?
Yeah,
I don't really care. All right, should we move on to the movie? Cool, well, I'm ready to shit on it.
Me too.
Oh, wait, spoilers. Yeah, Lance, you introduce the movie.
So I recommended Tick Tick Boom. It's basically about musical writer Jonathan Larson and I guess how his career started.
I did not know that this was a biopic.
I didn't either until I like started watching it a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't get it until the very end.
Really?
Yep. I'm not a nerd. I don't know who fucking Jonathan Larson is. I'm not like a fucking theater
person. I didn't know who he was either. Yeah, I'm not a theater kid.
Yeah.
I just kept seeing this fucking movie pop up everywhere, so I recommended it.
Yeah, go ahead.
To preface my reviews, I fucking hate musicals.
Okay, I am not a fan of musicals either, but every time I watch one, it's either the worst shit I've ever seen in my life, or it's actually, like, I'm pleasantly surprised. Like, when I watched La La Land, I was pleasantly surprised at how good that was. Yeah. I was completely lukewarm on this.
I did not like it.
I didn't like it either. I don't think I hated it or disliked it. I just don't think I have any feelings about this at all. As a musical, it's adapted from an existing musical. I don't know if you guys
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an adaptation.
I liked how they had it like set up at the beginning where it was like him doing a musical about like his life or whatever, and then like it would cut to the scenes like where it was his actual life.
Really? You like that?
I thought it was a more interesting way to do a musical than them just breaking out into song in between like
I was just confused.
Conversations. But then they just broke out into song in the middle of conversations. So I was like, yeah.
I
but
thought I mean, that
the musical is
so. Just made it not work as a movie. Like translating musicals to movies have just been like proven problematic, I guess, in recent years. Besides West Side Story, I think they're just all poopy. I don't get this one. It does not work on camera. Lin-Manuel Miranda directed this, and I don't think he can direct movies. This is his first movie that he directed, and it's poop. Like, just the fact, like, all of the movie making aspects of it are bad. The editing is bad. The, like, the casting, I think, is just strange. The directing, like, whole Andrew Garfield just was so fucking annoying. And I like Andrew Garfield, but his character was fucking terrible.
He, the whole time, the whole movie, it seemed like he was, like, trying to act in the movie. Like, it was the guy in the movie trying to act. It wasn't like
pretending to be an annoying theater kid.
Yeah, no, it wasn't just him, like, being that character. It was, like, the guy's, like, trying to act like somebody else.
It was like he was acting in a musical.
Yeah, no, like, he goes out and he's like, it's so cold. Like, I'm really cold. Can we go inside and shit like that? Yeah, oh my god,
what was that? It was so strange. And then, and then when he hears his friend is, like, in the hospital, he's like, oh my god, what?
No, he's not. The brunch, oh my god.
He's in the hospital. Oh my god. Yeah, and the thing about this is that I think the only thing that worked for me was the music itself. I didn't hate it. It was good. It was catchy. I enjoyed it. But I could not stand watching, like, all of the cameos. Did you know that, like, every character is a fucking cameo?
I noticed that in the brunch scene, because I'm like, why do all these people just seem like such, like, assholes?
They're so overdressed.
Focusing on.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like, okay, no, these have to be real people.
I think the costume designer let them pick their own costumes, and they all try to stand out. As much
it's
as
like
possible.
In fucking JoJo's when they're like, anyone could be an enemy stand user, and then it's stupid fucking obvious who it is.
Yeah, it's like,
like, you
anybody
just know who's gonna be in the cameo.
Yeah, it's just and that was a song that I liked, but then they did, like, the weird, like, the stage, like, flips out, like, the weird CGI.
Yeah, no,
like,
the CGI
crap.
Was so bad.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, man. Just, like, a good director could have made this good.
All
I think
the
it's Lin-Manuel Miranda's fault.
Yeah.
We're just, like, so over the top assholes most of the time. Like,
I don't even think they were assholes. They were just overacting.
Like, maybe not assholes, just, like, I don't know, like, the whole scene where him and his girlfriend were arguing. It's just like, what is, like, why? Why are you, like,
I didn't hate it. Yeah, no, I didn't hate her. What is her name? The actress that Alexandra Shipp. I didn't hate her or her character. I just think Lin-Manuel Miranda does not know how to, like, direct cinematic things.
Yeah.
He just knows how to, like, do shit on stage, and it's, like, really sad because, like, this could have been good. Like, there's, like, the music is good. They got, like, an okay cast except for Vanessa Hudgens, which I did not forget. I am deducting a point just for Vanessa Hudgens being in this movie.
I don't know why. Why was she in the movie? Why?
Because, like, she can sing. That's the only reason. And they casted Andrew Garfield, and he did not know how to sing. He learned to sing for this movie. How unfortunate.
I don't
is
think
that?
He did a bad job singing, honestly.
No, he's a good singer. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
but he
know
was
why
just acting so fucking bad. God, it was so weird.
It's like the only thing I can think of, like, is, like, he was almost trying to be Peter Parker, but, like, over the top in this movie. Like, his, like, goofy, like,
I got complete theater kid.
Yeah. No,
like, he was an overgrown, like, left in the good old days when he was a stage actor in high school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was just, like, completely attached to that. Oh, man, that part, that scene where his friend, like, admits to him that he's HIV positive, holy shit. And he's,
dude,
like, screaming, is, like, this real life?
Is this real life? It just, like, makes it all about him. And he's,
like,
just like,
no. Yeah, and then
he's acting like his friend already died, too.
It's
he's
not,
like,
yeah,
oh,
and
my
it's not
God.
His friend.
He, like, walks out of the office. He's like, fuck, he's dead already. No. Oh
my life
God.
Is so bad. My friend is dying. Oh, my God. Oh my I literally God. Couldn't get worse than this. And he goes and breaks into, like, a fucking empty, like, outdoor venue and just starts, like, playing on the piano. That's just conveniently out there.
Yeah, I was going to say a pristine piano that's just sitting out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
That guy is still alive, by the way. The, like, real life inspiration for him is still alive. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. But
that's
he's
great.
Dead. I love how the movie is just like there's narration from the girlfriend or whatever, and then it gets to the end and it's like just wrapping up and she's like, he fucking died.
Yeah,
but he's a musical guy, so you fucking know exactly who he is, and you totally knew, and I did not know that he died.
I definitely didn't know.
You didn't know that he died. I knew that he died going into this movie. I can't remember where I learned it from, but.
I don't give a shit about musicals, man. I really don't.
I don't
blame you. There was the scene when his power cut out. He's like, no. And then he gets on the fucking phone. Huh?
Oh my god, I didn't
know. No power.
Yeah, no landline too. It was a fucking landline.
He's got like his phone hooked up to batteries or some shit. He's
I think there was also another scene where he's like calling a bunch of people and the handset just straight up is not plugged in. Also, they have two phones in that apartment. They have a black one and a beige one. Yeah.
That was like the first thing I noticed when the power's out, and then he's just calling people on the phone like, hey, can I come over, my power?
Oh my god,
and it's a landline.
Also, not only the fact that he like his power is out, he does not need the fucking power to write a goddamn song.
Yeah, no, he like
he's typing lyrics on his word processor computer. He's not like uploading it or anything.
Broke down in like tears, like I'm gonna fucking my life's over because the power went out.
Yeah, fuck man, it should have done a better, like, at first I was like, why is this set in the 90s? This doesn't look like it's in the 90s. Like, first of all, like, just, like, everybody looks like they're just, like,
the only thing present that day was 90s about it is that they didn't have iPhones. That's
pretty I was going to say it's because of the AIDS, like, epidemic, or HIV epidemic.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that they did it in this, like, that's why it's set in 1990 or whatever, because that, and it made the first song catchy. And that's it, I think. Like, I don't know. They just didn't. They did a good job making New York look like shit, though.
Oh, they did a fantastic job.
Like, nobody will want to live in New York after living in this. Or, and then the people who live in New York who watch this are like, holy fuck, this city's so great. It's like a guy, yeah, like,
I mean,
taking a
even
shit.
In the movie, they just say New York sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's New York. Nobody's happy here.
Yeah. I hated the fucking agent, the agent lady was like, yep, yeah. You write the next one. It's like, yeah. Wow, great. You good devoted job. All this time. What a fucking and shitter, man. Like, how do you spend 8 years on a musical? Like, holy shit.
Write the last song in like the last 10 minutes. If you were able to write all the songs, why would you procrastinate at that?
He really neglected his girlfriend too. Holy shit, man.
Right? What the
like,
fuck?
Good lord. You literally can't talk to her for like 5 fucking minutes because you got to write a song, but then you don't write a song until the last like 12 hours of the week. Like, come on. I don't feel bad for him at all.
No.
No, I feel bad that he fucking died of an aneurysm, but.
That's some spooky shit, dude. Aneurysms are fucking spooky.
Yeah. Fucking theater kids, man. Seriously, this has high ratings.
He died the most theater kid way he possibly could have. Like the night before his big famous musical comes out, he dies and doesn't get to see it.
My fucking brain.
But not in a dramatic way, just like he just died.
Like, yeah, no, he's like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really disappointed by this because this has good reviews.
Yeah, it doesn't have like an 80% on Google user reviews or something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on Letterboxd right now, and it has, like, a 4-star, like, average, but then you read through the reviews, and everybody's just, making fun of it.
83% of people like this movie.
Like, it's just, like, I don't know, man. Like, the poster looks really fucking good. I thought it was gonna be, like, a nice, thoughtful, like, not...
Yeah.
Shit.
I thought it'd be, like, nice, cool, like, very theatrically, and then, like, the acting was just kind of... Eh.
I think it's definitely a fault of the director.
Yeah,
I think he just did an atrocious job. Like, just stick to Broadway or whatever, your stupid elite garbage. I don't know. Stay out of LA, man. Yeah, which is unfortunate. If you guys want to see the equivalent, but about Los Angeles instead of New York, go ahead and watch La La Land. It's actually good.
I watched that a long time ago.
With good actors. Who are not shit and a good director. It's actually insane what a good director can actually do. And it's got
a good fucking movie. I like that. Yeah,
yeah it is.
Yeah, they did a fucking really good job on that movie.
Yeah. Don't watch Tick Tick Boom. It's a waste of your time.
It's
confusing.
Really is.
It's too
it's
long.
It's jarring.
Too.
It's too it long.
Too hours long. It's 2 hours long. It doesn't need to be 2 hours long.
It's full of like just jerking off Broadway. It's full of jerking off theater kids. It's just okay. That sounded bad. It's just the theater industry. I guess it's just a piece of shit.
Yeah. Theater kids.
That's not what I meant. You know what I mean. Everybody knows theater kids, and all of those theater kids will fucking love this movie.
Yeah, they probably did. They're probably the people that were leaving, and like the reviews are like, I can't even put into words how amazing this movie was, which is the top review on Google.
And I can totally understand liking this movie for the music. Like, it's good. Obviously, it's successful. It's a successful musical outside of, like, you know, like Hollywood or whatever.
Sure, the musical itself isn't bad.
I don't know how, like, they got extra music and they added it from, like, his backlog that he never used. And I don't think they needed to do that. I don't know. It's just very confusing. I'm sure it makes sense on a stage, and it just did not translate well.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I don't think he tried very hard to translate it well at all.
I don't think so.
Andrew Garfield is now tarnished to me. I can never look at him without thinking, like, oh my god, is he just gonna start, like, crying?
Crying, or like,
he's gonna cry and play piano in the rain.
Yeah.
Like, that was so weird. I couldn't tell if it was like, oh man, he didn't seem like a real person.
No.
Like, real people don't act like that.
It was like the end of his life. That's basically what he was acting.
Over dramatic.
Like, it was either the end of his life or the best thing that was happening to him ever in his life. Like, the fucking focus group scene.
He's literally waiting around for phone calls.
Yeah.
And then when he gets told that, you know, he's wasted the last 8 years of his life, he's like, what? How dare you? How could you do that? This is the best thing ever. Literally, when it's clearly his fault.
Is literally like offering him a job where he could just make little jingles for commercials. And that sounds like a hella good job to have while you're like trying to write musicals and shit. And he's like, oh no, I need to suffer more and work at this shitty diner.
I don't know why you just don't the work world at the diner with just work music. At the fucking, like, why does he have to work at the diner and write the musical instead of working at the advertising firm and writing the musical?
Yeah, no.
Why does he have to do the diner?
Because he...
Whatever, man. And get paid, like, probably triple or, like, quadruple what he's making at the diner.
And then, like, when his life's falling apart, he runs, like, crying to his friend for help because...
Like, immediately?
He's not... His musical isn't gonna get on Broadway, so he's like, please, give me a job.
And then when he, like, goes there, like, whining about it, and then his friend tells him that he's fucking HIV positive, and, like, and then he, like, goes and writes a fucking song about how
his real life.
Like, his friend is dead, and he's remembering him instead of literally just spending time with him with the time that he has left. Like, what the fuck ever, dude? Whatever.
That's exactly.
It's so fucked.
Also, like, that should have just been a song that they had together or something. I don't know why it's just him. It's so bizarre, man. And I'm sure that's part of the musical, too, I doubt. Also, I had to look at Vanessa Hudgens and listen to her voice. That's another thing. I'm lowering it from what I had in my head right now, consciously. It's too cold, guys. Brr, it's too cold. Ow. Oof. Ouch. It's so cold. Ow. Oh, Booba? Never mind. We're going to do a musical number. Just kidding. We're having sex. It's so fucking confusing, man. The first 20 minutes. The first 20 minutes are just, I didn't get it at all.
It sets up for how the rest of the movie is going to be, though. Confusing.
Yeah, shit. Garbage.
And shit, yeah.
I am fucking actually disappointed because I was in the mood to watch it.
Yeah. It's rather disappointing.
I was expecting another La La Land, but except with Andrew Garfield. Sad. Oh well, my rating is a 4.
You got that.
My rating is a 3.
Damn, nice.
I don't like it.
Yeah, maybe I'll lower mine to a 3.
3. I was gonna say 3.
Lance, this is all your fault.
I'm sorry.
All of your movies that you recommend are bad.
Not all of them.
I don't remember the last movie you recommended, but I'm pretty sure it was good. I'm just joking.
I think you liked the last one. I'm trying to think of what it was, though.
Hold
on, let me pull up our fucking Spotify real quick so I can prove you wrong.
I don't remember. No, it was just a joke. But you write your first recommendation. No,
fuck you. I'm gonna find it now.
Okay.
Our Spotify, oh, there it is.
Whatever the movie is, I'm gonna lower my rating.
Hold on.
Just never recommend anything with Vanessa Hudgens in it ever again. That's a new rule. I don't want to fucking look at her face. Her stupid fucking pandemic-denying face.
I think it was the last
Arrival was good. Yeah, I like that. I mean, I actually hate it. Sorry.
Oh.
It's the worst fucking movie of all time.
Well,
never going to watch it again.
Bri.
Okay, let's move on. I'm tired of talking about this.
Okay.
I don't like it. Bad. Andrew Garfield, oh, recommendations. Why? How could you? Yeah,
who's doing anime? You, right?
Yeah, me. I'm doing the anime this week. Okay, I literally decided before you hopped in here to record this.
Nice.
I have like a backup that I'm just saving for a little while, probably until next time, but I'm recommending, it's a show, it's a Netflix show, it's called Doro Hidoro. I don't know if you guys have heard about that. What? It doesn't seem like you have.
I have not. I think I've seen it pop up.
No, I have. I saw like some cool ass pictures from the guy with the gas mask and shit.
I've seen the opening and that's it. The opening is a jam. I'm
kind of excited for this.
Yeah, this one looks really entertaining and it's not 26 episodes. It's 13. Or 12 maybe. I don't know. We'll see. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah.
It's CG.
I've been waiting to watch this for like 2 years now.
Oh damn. So,
yeah.
I've heard it's pretty good.
I mean, just because I keep forgetting about it. I'm pretty sure it won awards. I don't know. It probably did, or it could not have. I don't know. Okay, I think Luke has the movie.
I do.
Cool.
Boondock Saints 2. No.
Luke is gone. He's out. We're not doing this shit again.
It's got such a low ratings compared to the first one.
Oh my god,
Luke. Why would they? They didn't need to make a sequel.
Fuck you, man.
They didn't need to make the first one.
Okay, it's Snatch.
What? Hang on. What?
Snatch by Guy Ritchie.
Oh, okay. With Brad Pitt and Jason Statham. Cool. Wait, is this one of the first Jason Statham movies?
No.
I'm pretty sure this is like around the time when he debuted, right?
I know he did another Guy Ritchie movie that was earlier.
Okay, this is his like fifth movie ever. Oh, no. This is his second feature ever, because before that he was in music videos. Cool.
Really?
Yeah, I assume this is an action movie, right? I have no idea.
No, okay. Not really.
Comedy and crime. Okay. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it's his second movie, I'm done. I guess.
Cool.
All right, cool. So if you don't want to be spoiled for Doro Hidoro and Snatch, before, let's see. Shit. May 13th is when the next episode will be out. Yeah. Yeah, Friday the 13th. Woo, spooky. This episode is being recorded on a Sunday and will probably most likely be posted on Monday. So if you're listening to this, you have a little bit less than 2 weeks to watch these things that we recommended. If you do not want to be spoiled.
I will try to get the tweet out tomorrow. Okay. If I remember.
Okay, I'm probably going to post it tomorrow because I don't care. All right. This has been a podcast. I'm Brady.
And I'm Lance.
Come on, man. You cut me off.
I'm sorry. I love you.
I'm Luke. Love you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.